Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of Holy Week, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, who is currently providing pastoral care for their retired sisters in Muskego, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled Holy Waste.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil made from genuine aromatic nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples, and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Picture the scene. Only a few days ago, Lazarus, beloved friend of Jesus, was dead. His body rested in a tomb, and mourners kept watch as they wept. Mary and Martha, sisters of Lazarus, pleaded with Jesus to come and be with them, which he did. And in the face of his own grief, Jesus raised his friend from the dead. Jesus' raising of Lazarus is said to be his greatest miracle, and one that certainly foreshadowed his own resurrection. Now we see Jesus with his followers enjoying a dinner party at the home of Lazarus and his sisters. What a joyful occasion that must have been. Amid the revelry, Mary approaches Jesus and begins to wash his feet with an expensive perfume. Suddenly, the room becomes quiet as the crowd watches what is happening and wonders about the meaning of her gesture. Along with silence, fragrance fills the room. Then a voice is raised, the voice of Judas Iscariot, one of the chosen 12. He is irate. "Why was this perfume not sold to help the poor?" Jesus responds calmly and with great confidence, "Leave her alone." He knew that the pouring out of the precious liquid was an act of faith in his mission. What Judas saw as a wasteful act, Jesus saw as an act of worship. In a chapter of his book entitled The New Being, theologian Paul Tillich tells us, "There is no creativity without the holy waste, which comes out of the creative abundance of the heart and does not ask, 'What use is this?'" Who among us has not wondered about similar wasteful acts like art, music, beautiful churches, and even extravagant use of our time? What about taking an hour every morning to meditate, or to taking a walk in a park, or having a cup of tea with a good friend? Do we sometimes ask ourselves or others, "What use is this?" Let's do something radical like Mary did. Let's take some time and space during this most sacred of weeks to generously pour out the fragrance of our love as a sign of solidarity with our loving Savior.